sleeping town, it did not know that lying in a manger low, a Savior King who had no home has come to heal our sorrows.
Is there a shepherds counting sheep at night, do not fear the glory light. You are precious in His sight. God has come to raise the lowly. Is there a
And all of God's people said,
amen.
The less you speak, the more you say. This idea that our actions speak louder than our words. What we do can be more important than what we say. We all know folks that speak less but do more. He's a man of few words. She didn't really say a lot, but their actions speak volumes. Today in our Christmas story, we're going to look at a character whose actions spoke louder than his words. In fact, there's no recorded spoken word in the Gospels for this character that we're going to look at, Joseph. We read the Christmas story both in Matthew's and Luke's Gospel. Luke tells us about the shepherds and the angels. Matthew gives us the wise men and our character today, Joseph, a man of few words. Our story begins of Joseph in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. It reads as this: "This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit." So here is where I would expect to read in verse 19. Joseph then, in a loud voice, shouts out, "Say what?" We would all be upset if we found out the person that we had been engaged to was unfaithful. But instead, this is what happened. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. In these two verses, there's a lot about Joseph that goes unsaid. I want to point out just three things: what Joseph believed, what he felt, and then what he did. Joseph didn't believe Mary. Otherwise, he wouldn't be looking for a way to end the engagement, to divorce her quietly. The only logical explanation was that she was unfaithful. Imagine what Joseph felt at that moment when he found out, when Mary told him that she was pregnant. Betrayed, hurt, humiliated, upset, angry beyond measure, dishonored. You see, in this culture, it was one of honor and shame. What you said, and probably more importantly, what you did, would either bring great honor to yourself and your family or great shame and dishonor. So I imagine Joseph was thinking about the dishonor, the shame that was going to come upon him and his family because of this circumstance. According to the law, Mary being unfaithful could result in her being stoned to death. And so if anybody found out, if Joseph told anybody, they would insist to uphold the law and for Mary to be punished. So at some point, Joseph's anger towards Mary turned to concern for her life. So Joseph decided to break off the engagement quietly. This is probably the best outcome for Mary because there was least amount of risk to her life. He would break off the engagement. Everybody would assume that he was probably the father. Mary's family could keep the dowry. Folks in the community would take pity on Mary for being a single mom. Joseph, if he decided to, he could still support her. He did all this because he was a righteous man. I want us to consider this word righteous for a moment. Now, Matthew's audience, being a Jewish audience, when they heard this word righteous man, this is how they would interpret. This is how they knew what a righteous man would do. It means being right with God. A righteous man would be obedient to the laws. A righteous man would follow all the rituals, all the rules, the regulations. They would make all the appropriate sacrifices. And so in this situation, a righteous Jew would uphold the law, and they would insist that Mary should be punished. However, it was not Joseph's obedience to the law that defined his righteousness. Instead, it was Joseph's compassion and mercy. Because Joseph, her husband, was compassionate, was merciful, He did not want to expose her to public disgrace. So he decided to divorce her quietly. Joseph's righteous actions were an example of him not following the letter of the law, but the intent of the law. Joseph, being the adopted father of Jesus, he brought about a new way to understand what it means to be right with God, to be a righteous man. In a way, his actions foreshadowed what Jesus would come to do, to show the world compassion and mercy. Joseph was a righteous man. So let's think back then to that moment when Joseph found out about Mary being pregnant. We imagine he was in shock, deeply saddened. This was probably the worst day of his life. He goes in with these great expectations of the life that he's going to have, the family that he's going to have with Mary, only to find out that that's not going to happen now. Mary ruined their dream. But here, on Joseph's worst day, in that moment, God was at work doing the greatest thing since creation. God was orchestrating the birth of our Savior. God was at work even though Joseph had yet to see it. Some of us have experienced those worst days, have received news that has left us in shock and deeply saddened. And like Joseph, we didn't realize that God was at work. We weren't able to see it. The Christmas story does not end at verse 19 with Joseph walking away. We read on in verse 20 through 24. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. Joseph here, he wakes up, he obeyed God, he did what the angel said, and he takes Mary home, and they get married. And then eventually they head off to Bethlehem. In Joseph's story, God was at work, but he had yet to see it. We all struggle sometimes experiencing God's presence in our life. Perhaps it's during those worst days of our lives, or sometimes it might even be one of the better days, but we just don't feel God's presence with us. We don't realize that God is at work in our lives. And sometimes we need a sign to remind us. Matthew, in verse 23, he quotes Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." God came to this world as a baby named Jesus to bring us peace and joy. When I think of peaceful joy, I immediately think of lightning bugs. Now, I don't know if y'all call them lightning bugs here in Cleveland County. That's what we called them growing up. Maybe fireflies. But they show up at the beginning of summer, and I think back to just those cool summer evenings when the lightning bugs first started popping out and you see the lights flash on and off. And I'm reminded to some of those summer evenings at my grandfather's house, where we as the grandchildren would go out and we'd catch the fireflies and we'd put them in the jars and keep them and then let them go before we went to bed. Perhaps you can remember one of those peaceful evenings, sitting on the front porch in a rocking chair, maybe hearing the laughter of the children catching the fireflies, or just the crickets chirping, experiencing a peaceful moment, peaceful joy. Recently, I read about the life cycle of lightning bugs. I didn't realize this, but they die off each year. But in a sense, their little yellow light never stops, because a firefly egg is buried deep in the ground, and it gives off a faint glow. This egg eventually hatches into a larva, into a worm. It crawls around in the soil, eating and growing until spring. And then in 2 weeks, it transforms from this worm to a firefly, which then crawls up and lights up our nighttime sky. Peaceful joy. Just as fireflies can remind us of a peaceful time, there are signs that are flying all around us that can remind us of God's peace. The only thing is that we have to be looking for those signs to recognize them. What signs is God sending you in your life to remind you that God is at work in the good days or those difficult times? What lightning bugs are flying around to remind you that that peaceful joy that we know through Christ is present still among us? You know, Joseph was a carpenter. Everything that he earned, he had to work for. His job wasn't like the shepherds who had a herd of sheep as their 401k retirement plan. What he worked for, what he made with his hands, is how he provided for his family. Imagine those carpenter hands. They're worn, they're rough from all the work that he had done to take care of his family. And Jesus, I imagine, watched Joseph work and probably helped him out and saw those worn hands that were there. As believers, we are to be the hands of Christ. Our hands should be worn down from the work that we do in service to God. And perhaps then we are called to be that sign to someone that's in need, to use whatever resource, gift, or talent that God has given us to go and to help. Our challenge today is to know that peaceful joy that God sends us, to look for those signs, those fireflies that God is putting in front of us throughout this season, and to be the hands of Christ, to be maybe the sign to those that are in need. Will you pray with me? God, as we come before you today, we thank you for that peace that only comes through knowing you. We thank you for the sacrifice that you made from sending Jesus to leave the comforts of the heavens to come and take the form of a human, of a baby, to be our Savior. We thank you for his compassion, for his mercy that he showed all of us. And even though we don't deserve it, we thank you for the grace that you extended to us through him. God, I pray that if there's someone here today that doesn't know that peace, that you will lay on their hearts to know you. As the choir sang this morning, we simply have to come as we are, to make room in our hearts for you. I pray, God, that if there's someone in need today, to be reminded that you are present at work in their lives, send them a sign. Send them a firefly, a lightning bug. Send them one of us to be your presence, to be the hands and feet of Christ. Pray, God, that you will just use us in whatever way needs to be used. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.